Wir sind jetzt im Kursbuch auf Seite 44, Übungen 1a und 1b. Okay, 1a. Wer macht wann Urlaub? Hören Sie die Gespräche 1 bis 3 und kreuzen Sie die Monate an. So, I've got three different conversations here represented by three little speakers, one after the next, and they represent three people. The first speaker represents Herr Max. The first Or excuse me, the second speaker represents Frau Drei, and the third speaker represents Herr Lüder. And each one of these is telling when they have vacation. So see if you can listen and check the months that they're telling the secretary that they have vacation. And this is what you should have when you come back. Herr Bax macht Urlaub im Frühling, in April. Im Sommer, im Juni und Juli und im Herbst, im Oktober. Frau Drei macht Urlaub im Winter, nämlich im Februar. Sie macht auch Urlaub im Sommer, im Juli und August und September. Herr Lüder macht sein Urlaub im Frühling, im Mai, im Herbst, im September und im Winter, im Dezember. Für 1b, what they're doing is asking you to mark the calendar accordingly, depending on what each person says. So, in Februar, you would have highlighted from the 6th to the 13th to represent the vacation of Frau Drei. In Mai, you should have marked from the 4th to the 8th to represent the vacation of Herr Lüder. In Juni, you should have marked from the 1st to the 5th to represent the vacation of Herr Bax. In Juli, you should have marked the 27th to the 31st to represent Herr Bax, as well as the 13th of Juli to the 7th of August to represent Frau Drei. In September, you should have marked from the 4th to the 18th to represent Herr Lüder. In October, you should have marked from the 2nd to the 9th to represent Herr Bax. And in December, you should have marked from the 23rd to the 31st to represent Herr Lüder.